Hello guys, welcome to Digital Bites, the live version, right? Or the video, the video version, man. Dude, we have a full house. Really excited. This is our, I would say, our official first run, right? Because the other one was just a promo. We were just kind of like testing out things to make sure that everything was to our liking. And now that we figured that out, I mean, we're ready to go with our first episode, man. So, let's get this going. Definitely our guests tonight. We have myself, Freddie, and we have Mr. George here.
What's up, everybody?
How y'all doing?
What's up? What's up? And then Mr. Gomez.
What's up, guys?
Mr. David Gomez. And on the controls and everything else, Mr. Derek Howard.
Yo.
What's up, man?
He's part of the Akinas Beat Star.
Hey, man, but he has everything, so he's the mastermind here. So definitely thanks, Derek, for taking that load and making sure everything works, man. Because, this is your interview at the same time, so. I'm just joking.
You might lose your job. We're going to keep the equipment, man.
We will keep the equipment.
We'll keep the equipment. You might not be here next time. But right. We'll let you know.
Don't call us. We'll call you. No, but hey, man.
Yeah.
So, welcome to this episode. Just a quick rundown. We're going to talk about the Ahsoka episode. I know that last year we talked about that. We were half through the series. And then the next episode, which was supposed to be like a month later, which never happened, was supposed to kind of recap. So, of course, this is definitely... late, but it must be done because we stopped at that point, right? So let's get going here. So spoiler alert, even though I don't think we need to do any spoiler alerts at this point, I think pretty much everybody and their mama have seen it. I want to get your first reactions of the whole season. I would say overall, before we start diving into the second part of the season, overall, what have, now that you've seen the whole complete series, what do you feel about it, guys? Is it a thumbs up, thumbs down, or maybe in the middle?
What you guys think? You want to go first, Dave?
I'll go. Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a thumbs up, man.
Yeah,
I like this series. I liked Ahsoka. I've always liked that character, Ahsoka, especially because Betsy, she watched like all Clone Wars and like Rebels, and so like. Ahsoka's always been like a super good character. I'm glad they made a series about her, and I feel like they lived up to the standard. I like it, man.
Overall. No, definitely. I loved it too, man. It was nice. I would say it definitely. I like how they included Christian. What's his name? Wow, man, I forgot his name.
Jimi Hendrix.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Batman.
He was Batman.
That boy Andy.
Yeah,
we know who you're talking about, Freddie.
Yeah, man, I just cannot, for the life of me, for right now, I can't remember his last name. But, of course, you know...
Haydenson.
Man. So, he did it. I was super happy to see him back in the big screen, man. It's, I think it was long overdue. I believe that he finally is getting the love that was supposed to get in the beginning when the three episodes came out.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad that they welcomed him back with open arms and this whole series, man, like just with the flashbacks and stuff, like, oh my god, like this is amazing, man. But what about you, George?
Yeah, I enjoyed the series. I feel like it was, some of the episodes were, you know, good. Some were pretty slow, like the pacing was slow. But overall, I would say it was a good show. I wouldn't say
it. Spill it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi show. Okay. Kenobi show was really good. I like that one a lot too.
Yeah, same here.
But I think maybe I would put Ahsoka maybe just a tad bit right above it.
I would do the same just because I feel like you get a little bit more of a Christian Henderson in a lot of the roles that he play here. You do see him, but you see him in a Darth Vader form. You don't really see him in his, you know, I would say human side that you see in Ahsoka series, right? Mm-hmm. And but I mean, that last episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi was
that duel
was sick. Yeah, so especially when you see
is that the part where he grabs the ship, like Darth Vader holds the ship with the Force. Or is that later on?
That's like episodes before where he's trying to chase.
Yeah.
That was a cool episode.
The duel between Obi-Wan.
When they're fighting. Yeah,
you see the broken mask. And you see like has half of his voice, you know, and he's just like, oh my God. Like that was, very touching. I would say very, very one of the, honestly, that scene is one of the best scenes I've seen in the series.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like, I liked it when they like, did Qui-Gon show up at the very end?
Yeah.
His Force Ghost.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That was your favorite part.
That was actually my favorite part, bro. Because like Qui-Gon, it was so underrated. They haven't brought him back, but he was like, if it wasn't for him, bro, all of this stuff wouldn't have happened. Think about it, because he's the one who's, you know, sought after Anakin and
He definitely had a big part of it, right?
Yeah.
And he's the one who taught Yoda and them how to.
The Force Ghost.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's true, man. It's I would say there's a lot of stuff that Qui-Gon.
He's OP, bro.
It'd be great if they dived into the story a little bit more, expanded. That's what I'm saying, bro. Hopefully, maybe in the future they kind of go backwards as far as like, you know, like the Knights of the Old Republic, things like that. Because there's a lot of good stuff there, man. Especially like the huge war between the Sith and the Jedi. Shoot, man, if you could see that, that would be epic to see. So there's a lot of that in that, man. But what about you, Derek?
I like the show a lot too. It's definitely one of the better Star Wars like miniseries. It wasn't, you could tell they actually put thought into it. It wasn't more of like the sequel type stuff,
mm-hmm. right?
It was kind of like a fan servicey, and I like get that with like Obi-Wan. I think it's great that we got more of a deep dive into like Darth Vader, like as like a person, like in the interim, you know, see who he was, because like, you know, in Episode 4, he was just Darth Vader, but like in Obi-Wan in this show, you get to kind of see what happened in between before Episode 4, and then also like Clone Wars stuff that like not a lot of people got to see about Darth Vader, which I appreciate a lot. I think it's what the series need, like giving like the existing characters more depth versus just kind of just, hey, look, it's these guys, you remember them, and now we're getting backstories and stuff, which is good for Star Wars.
That's true. Like you know, it's not like one of those comedy shows where they just kind of, hey, I'm back, and they're just kind of like, but they're just kind of the background, not really. But here they dive into it. They, you know, they actually, I would say, are part of the story in a way to kind of build that momentum, right, with it. And I think the series itself was great, man, especially those flashbacks with, you know, Anakin and her training, especially when she's in that one world where you're in between,
The
world between worlds, which there's a lot of theory in that itself as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely, I would say, one thing that I know we were talking about before was just that they're focusing more about what is the Force, and it's really opening up that other side of the story, like Derek said in the last episode.
Yeah.
You know, they're finally, it's not some kind of magic pixie dust that everybody just has, but now you understand what that is, where it's coming from, you know, it has its origins.
Yeah.
And so they're diving more into that type of, I would say, spiritual world with that, right?
Did you see Clone Wars?
So
They dipped a little bit in that in Clone Wars, like,
mm-hmm.
Yoda like saw a lot of stuff in there, man.
Yeah, he did.
Like, so it's like, if you've seen Clone Wars, like you got a lot from that too, like that they didn't really show in, you know, a long time or ever really. I think Clone Wars was probably like one of the first places they showed a lot of, like, you know, different things from the Force. And like where it originated from, and like those beasts and everything that, you know. Well, I don't know if anyone's seen Clone Wars, but yeah.
It's I would say if nobody's seen Clone Wars, please make the time. It fills a lot of gaps.
Yeah.
Of different things happening in the movies that will make sense to you once you rewatch those movies. You'd be like, oh yeah, I know that character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know the background to that. But now talking about, you know, of course we enjoy the series. What about Ahsoka herself? Did you feel like she, let's say, what's her name? I forgot her name already.
Rosario.
Do you think that she embodied Ahsoka, especially if you've seen the Clone Wars and also Rebels? Because Rebels, she was already a little bit older, and that was one of the first encounters she had with Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with that type of character, then bringing it to life, you think that she filled that role? That you feel like, okay, this, you know, she, you know, just kind of like. Certain people, kind of like Wolverine and Hugh Jackman. Yeah. He is Wolverine. Like, yeah, you cannot tell me he's not Wolverine. You know, he embodied that.
Yeah.
You know, so do you think that Rosario did the same for Ahsoka?
I think so. I think the only knock I have against, because I mean, I like Rosario Dawson as an actress. Maybe just like the age she's playing as Ahsoka, like a older, you know, wiser, mature one. Because like when you see Clone Wars and like Rebels and stuff, like she's young and like, you know, she's just like gung-ho, right? Like just bam, 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 like just off the cuff, you know, doing everything. Like if they told her, hey, don't do that, or you know, you can't go there, like she's like disobeyed orders, right? And like she would do what's right by her books, right? So so I guess it's a different vibe, you know what I mean? Like a different character. But I think she still did a good job. She still embodied like a wiser, more mature Ahsoka. But yeah, I would say it was still good. But I think I would have liked to see if it was like a younger actor or actress, just to be able to just, you know, show more of those Jedi skills, or you know what I mean, like, so.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if they're ever going to expand on, because of course, when they did the flashbacks, they had this other actor, I forgot her name, I've seen her in a different series, but, you know, she's representing the young Ahsoka, so I'm wondering if they're ever going to expand a little bit on her being, you know, young and going through some of these.
They could, right? Yeah, yeah. They did, when they did the flashbacks, right?
Right.
They brought that younger actress playing Ahsoka. Yeah, you could probably do that. But, you know, would they do another season or another little mini series? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think right now we're all waiting to see what's going to happen in the next season just because of the whole situation.
What did you think of the big villain, Thrawn, on the show?
No, I like how they portrayed Thrawn, because Thrawn, he's a smart individual. If you read the books, the three book series of Thrawn, you understand that even though he does not have Jedi powers, he was a very formidable enemy just because he knew how to battle, you know, strategically. And so, and that's one of the reasons why after Return of the Jedi, when I would say the Empire was crippled, he was one of the key people to kind of bring it back where it's at. You know, to bring back the, I would say, the Empire. And so he plays a major role in that. And so I like how they made him cunning. They made him smart. You know, like he was always two steps ahead, even though he knows that some of these enemies are very powerful, you know, because he knew that Ahsoka was trained by Anakin himself. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, man, you know, you don't want to, you know, if he's just as well as Anakin, she, you know, she could be big trouble for him. So I like how they portrayed him. I do like the actor as well. I don't know if you guys seen The Witcher on Netflix. He's also in that one. He did a great job as one of the mages in that story. But I like that that they put him as General Thrawn. I'm not sure about you guys. What do you guys think?
I think he did good. What about you, bro?
Oh, well,
Derek. Oh, okay. Yeah. He did a great job as Thrawn. I liked him as a villain. He was more, I think the problem, a lot of villains, they have to get bigger and bigger, like, you know, like the sequels, like Death Star, you know, Palpatine, Snoke, these kind of like overpowered type of like more like physical intimidating enemies. Thrawn was more like a tactical mental. He didn't have all like the fancy force powers, but he was still able to cause problems for the heroes.
Yeah, right.
Because I mean, go ahead.
No,
I was gonna say, he even caused problems for Ahsoka in the show, right? Like, with Sabine and everybody, he took Sabine with him to when they're going to Peridia, I forgot what the place was called, you know, and he was just causing all this chaos,
especially
from a whole different he wasn't even in the same universe wherever they were, right? Like, he was calling what do they call themselves? The sisters?
The Night Sisters.
The Night Sisters.
Yeah.
You know, he was somehow reaching out to them, right? And, like,
I like that.
Cause and chaos.
Yeah, I like that. I like how he
wasn't even in the same universe, bro. He's still causing chaos.
It was cool, man. I like how he used them as a tool to get what he needed from it. Now, when I talk about the Night Sisters and all the dark magic that they had, what you guys think about the zombie stormtroopers? What'd you guys think about that?
Cool. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a nice like new addition. I don't think we've ever seen that anywhere else.
I would say in the expanded universe, there was a story in some part of the Star Wars lore where there was the scientist that was trying to create a serum, and he kind of did like a T-virus type of situation where they started converting like these zombie looking people out of that virus. And so, but I mean, that's very like,
yeah, like pretty deep in.
Yeah. I mean, it never expanded, like, I would say here when with these, you know, with these type of zombies, I guess, from Night Sisters.
Yeah, so in the, I think it was in the Clone Wars episodes, there was like a couple, I don't remember what season it was, but there was a couple episodes where, because the Night Sisters are from Dathmere, planet of Dathmere, right? So, I think there was an episode where, I think it was Grievous, General Grievous, or somebody was sent to Dathomir to like wipe out all the Night Sisters, and so he was just like knocking them down, every single one of them, and so the mother Talzin, she just did her little mad dark magic and like resurrected all of those dead Night Sisters, and they were all like zombies and like, you know, and then had a full army of like dead Night Sisters. But
that's true.
But yeah, for stormtroopers, that'd be like the first time, seeing it, like at least in a live action type of series. So
especially like, I think you see like that, you see kind of that that power that Mother Talzin had in her own world, because when Darth Maul returns back to that world, to that homeland, his home world, of course he didn't have legs. He had these like spider looking legs because he got chopped off in half. And so basically with her, man, that is a loud car. Yeah. sounds like somebody farted.
But, excuse me, guys.
And,
excuse me, David.
With that said, she uses her power to create legs for him, like mechanical legs, you know? So you can already see that she's able to like rebuild. And that's why she became a really big enemy to Sidious. Because Sidious and Talzin had this partnership going on. Mm-hmm. And basically, Sidious was using, you know, let's say people like Darth Maul, that species, as well as other ones like Ventress, as warriors. So that was kind of his little supply depot.
Yeah.
And so, but at one point, Sidious wanted to get rid of Mother Talzin because she was just too strong.
Too powerful.
Yes, too powerful. Mm-hmm. So, and the only way to do that is you have to lure her out of her comfort zone, which was out of that world, right? So there's a whole comic series about that too from Dark Horse Comics. Really good, really good. But yeah, so I like how they include all this stuff. Of course, if you're new to Star Wars, you wouldn't know any of this, right?
Yeah, this is going over your head.
Yeah, it's going over your head. But I mean, at least now you know that there is lore behind these women that look like witches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
because I mean, yeah, there's more to just, because I think the vast majority or a big chunk, right, probably just, they only know, I guess the casual fan, right? They just only know the movies, right? Like, oh, just what I saw in movies, and that's it. Like,
right?
They don't know that there's like levels to it. There's lore. There's expanded universe. You know, stories.
Yeah. It's like stuff, literally reading the Bible, but like the Star Wars book Bible, because it's just there's so much going on. Yeah. There's so much going on, and I mean, you can get lost in the sauce really with certain characters, because they develop a lot of these characters that I hope that eventually Disney continues to touch on other characters, kind of like the Mandalorian and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because they all have great stories. Yeah. I mean, this is the universe. Everything's happening. Some of these are happening at the same time that other events are happening. Yeah, yeah. So you're really getting that 360 scope of like, okay,
everything's going on. Yeah,
yeah. Like, you know, Luke Skywalker was training with Yoda at the Dagobah system, there was a lot of going on in somewhere else that kind of pieced together once, you know, he returns back, right? Stuff like that. So it's great that they're kind of touching on those points on there. Now, is there anything you guys did not like from, I would say, the Ahsoka series?
I'm gonna go ahead and start first.
Oh, he's ready, man. He's like, he's been writing this down.
It's like, well, actually.
The thing I did not like of the, so Sabine on the show got on my nerves. Just nonsense. What she would always do, and like, what are you doing? Like, just think. Yeah. Like, take a second and think what you're doing. Like,
she's
very just like, hard-headed, and just like constantly just
super childish.
Just doing like nonsense. You're like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Right. She got on my nerves like the whole series.
Me too.
She was probably for me the most unlikable character in the show. But yeah.
No, I feel the same way, man. I feel like she should have got killed a long time ago, just because she was just so under.
I mean, she almost did get killed.
Only survived by.
What was the girl's name? The Padawan.
Yeah,
that was Bail's.
Yeah, the one everyone likes. Yeah, I forget her name, but.
Yeah, and I did like her a
lot. Multiple times, and she got stabbed through the stomach. Like how did she not, like Qui-Gon was gone after that, bro. Yeah. And like,
it's been a huge like inconsistency I've seen online. Like, you know, how lethal is a lightsaber? Because some people like, you know, like get stabbed once. Qui-Gon, our boy, he was instant KO. Mm-hmm. But like this girl, what's her name? Sabine. You know, she survived. So like,
she's not even that strong with the Force. It's like, how did, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, it's a little upsetting. But
hey, man. But who I did like a lot was Syndulla, which was Elizabeth. Winstead. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She was she's the captain. She's the captain.
Green.
She was. She was in what is it? Scott Pilgrim. She was a girlfriend from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
I was excited to see her.
I forgot what the character's name for Scott.
Is it Scott Pilgrim?
No, the girl, the character, the
Syndulla? She play.
Yeah,
Captain. Yeah, Captain.
No, but in Scott Pilgrim.
So I forgot.
I can't remember the girlfriend.
Knocks on the door. Something flowers.
Flowers.
Ramona Flowers.
Ramona Flowers.
Ramona Flowers.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ramona.
Yeah.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, Ramona Flowers. She was good. Also, man, Baylan Skoll, man. Ray Stevenson, man.
Man,
yeah.
That guy, just, that role was just like.
Looks cool. He just looks cool, awesome,
dude. Like, he killed that role, dude. Like,
no.
It's sad that he, you know, he's no longer with us or whatever, but.
You know, I loved, you know what was great, though?
He's with me.
You know what was, he's with you? Hey, man, tell him to come back. Oh, no, you know what was great? Is the fights. The fights were very distinguished because Baylan Skoll fought like a knight.
Yeah.
Where Ahsoka fought like more of a samurai type
that was
of
cool.
stance.
You could tell, yeah. He fought like, you know how the knights had those big swords? Like he fought like that. Like it was like all power.
It was all power.
It was cool. It was nice to see different styles.
Yeah.
Especially, I like how they touched up on her her technique like that. Because even her sabers are like kind of like katana. Like the
short one. Yeah.
The short one, long one.
Yeah,
I didn't get to talk about it earlier, but because we were saying like, if you thought that Ahsoka portrayed like the character, what's her name, the actor,
Rosario.
I think she did. The reason I think she did is because she went through so much. I feel like, you know, she with Rex, especially in Clone Wars, you know, like Rex was like her boy, and we haven't seen Rex, and I thought they were gonna bring him out like or something, because I don't really know what happened.
Yeah.
To him. But and then of course she got betrayed by Anakin, right?
Right.
So I feel like she's just like in this dark mood. So I feel like the way she acts is like she's really on guard, and I feel like that's how I would have pictured her after going through all of that, because I don't think she would be like happy and jumpy.
Yeah.
Like she's in a serious mode and she's like on survival mode.
Right.
So I feel like it was like, to me, I feel like it, she played it out well. Like I feel like that's where she's. Like the part of her life right now, that's how I would expect her to act.
Probably so. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's
makes
good take,
it, I mean,
man. That's good take.
Especially that she learned from her, I would say, things that she did in the past, you know. Oh, just to clarify, Hayden Christensen.
Oh yeah, you're Hayden right. Christensen. You're right.
There you go. Sorry guys, I know that I'm sure you guys are cringing so hard
people,
that we're
people,
just
people turn like, off these, the flame. These they turn off the podcast right when you said that.
Yeah, if you stayed this long, thank you.
We appreciate it.
It's Hayden. It's Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, we're not true fans, bro. We're faking this whole thing. We're just making
this
stuff
is all a sham.
I've never seen a Star Wars episode in my life.
This is like Star Trek, right?
What Star Trek?
Battlestar Galactica. What are we watching?
Hey, that was a good show, man. I mean, I'm a sci-fi nerd, so yeah. I really enjoy that series too. But that's a talk for another day. Yeah. So for me, what I didn't like,
there she goes.
I mean, I would say Sabine getting chopped up like that and still surviving. I'm like,
Oh yeah.
I thought she was dead. I'm like, okay, I guess this is gonna be some other character. Well, this is gonna come back to Ahsoka. It's like Ahsoka's like, I'm the main character here. Sabine, sorry, but you need to die. But she survives that. But you know, I'm like, all right, we'll let that roll.
And so another thing too that got me mad was, when Thrawn, you know, took Sabine with him, and then they went to Peridia.
Thrawn,
yeah. So like when they were having the little battle, then he ends up, you know, capturing her, and then he takes her to the ship, and then they take off to Peridia, and then he lets her go, because he was like, you know, she's gonna go find Ezra, and we're just gonna track her, and like she's gonna lead us to him, because like that's Thrawn, like that's where it's like Thrawn's two steps ahead, so he's like I need to find where Ezra is, and he's out there somewhere, and we'll just let her just. And shit, sure enough, she goes and finds Ezra. And then when she gets there and she sees Ezra, and it's like, and he's like, there's like a line where he's like, you know, like, tell me like what's been happening.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, really? Like, y'all, like, there's so much stuff that he is unaware of, like, what happened with the Emperor, like, everything, like.
She's just like PMSing.
And yeah, she's like canceled.
Edit that out.
Okay. Save that out.
And she's just like, I don't want to talk about it. You know, it's just that's why I could not stand her character. Like, just tell. Like, what is so wrong? Like, what's the problem here?
But it could be that also Sabine is very like, you know, she's a very angsty teen, and so she's not.
But in the show, she's not just a teen. She's
I know, but I mean, but
she irks me, bro, hard, man. Like, you already know how I feel
like
about
maybe in Rebels, like,
oh, it was different in Rebels.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you're young, but you're supposed to be like, you know.
Well, I mean, talking about that, what do you guys think about Ezra? Like,
I thought he was cool. I thought he was good.
Was just popping dudes with his arms and hands. Yeah. He wasn't even using a lightsaber. Yeah, he was just like.
Using the force, man.
But you know, because Ezra, he actually trained. Like, he actually focused on his training. Like, unlike Sabine, who just
Sabine.
I still don't understand.
Sabine
how she
was
survived.
A poser, bro.
Like the way how she managed to survive was just like it's insane.
Yeah.
Like enemies would just pause too long to try to like kill her to be like, I'm gonna get you. And they would just stand there. Like if that was anyone else, like that was Qui-Gon, Darth Maul would have like chopped her up, bro, like a million pieces. And force push your body parts off that cliff, you know. It would have been.
Yeah, you know what? Talking about that, man. The last season of Clone Wars, there was an awesome fight between Darth Maul and Ahsoka. And that's when Ahsoka didn't believe that Anakin turned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was still believing, even though Darth Maul
was that after she saved him, like from the thing. Didn't she bring him out of that holding cell? Was it after that?
I can't remember.
I remember when they're on the ship and then like everything's going AWOL. She comes and releases him.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah, because they're supposed to. Well, no, but that's Rebels. That's when.
Oh, that's Rebels. Okay.
That's Rebels because they had to team up.
That's right.
Even on Clone Wars, he was still asking Ahsoka to join him.
Yeah.
But Ahsoka was kind of like, nah. Like, and at that time, you know, Darth Maul was telling the truth that, hey, man, your boy, he ain't your boy anymore.
He's gone, bro.
He's gone. But they had the epic duel, which if you guys see the last scene of the Clone Wars, very awesome. Very awesome finishing to the series.
Not to change the topic dramatically, Wasn't Darth Maul after Obi-Wan at some point?
Like, yeah, he was. It was always like that. It was a there was a hate of Obi-Wan. Darth Maul had a hate.
Yeah, he hated
him. And you know what? I thought that in the Obi-Wan series that they were gonna bring Darth Maul to come look for him. That would have been.
Yeah. Well, he was already dead by that time.
Yeah, and so.
Yeah, because I think it's in the Rebels.
Yeah, Rebels.
They have a duel, and Obi-Wan, you know,
finishes him off.
But in the Rebels show,
wait, that happened in Rebels?
Yeah, it happened. But like, you know, Obi-Wan has like gray hair. Like, you know, they make him look like he's really old.
He has
like gray hair, gray beard.
Yeah, because he's in Tatooine at that point.
Yeah, he's in Tatooine, and Maul finds him, and then they have that duel.
That duel.
But, yeah, because in the show, you know, he still looks young. Looks like there's been a couple years after...
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I felt like.
Oh, you know Vader. What? They could have.
I think they could have.
And another thing...
They still can.
Yeah, because...
If they have another series...
Darth Maul came out in the Han Solo.
Right.
So I thought they were going to, like, continue something, because that would be epic, bro. Like Darth Maul and Obi-Wan, like, and it ends like how, like, they just replay that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
I would literally like that would.
You poop your pants.
I think that'd be like the best like of the year if they did that, bro. Like,
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of encounters he has with, I would say Darth Maul has with Obi-Wan, and.
What about you, Derek? What do you think?
Oh, I mean,
oh,
Derek's.
I'm gonna be real. I never finished. What's it, not Rebels, but well, I haven't watched Rebels. I never finished Clone Wars. I got through maybe the first half of it, and then I just kind of forgot about it. So I really can't comment on like the Maul.
You could
Obi-Wan feud.
You could.
Well, there's a part where
let's cut that out.
There's a part where Darth Maul kills. Kills Obi-Wan's love interest he makes sure that he kills her because he wanted to know. I was like, man,
he hated him, bro.
Yeah, he hated him. That's like
despise,
spite. Like, nah, dog, you ain't ever gonna smash.
He ain't never gonna let that grudge go.
Nah, but I think that's what made. I think that would be cool to see it live action, what you were saying, David. Because in the Rebels season, when they have that duel, right when he's, you know, about to give his, like, last breath or whatever, like, they share, like, a moment where, like, they almost, like, forgive each other or, like, kind of, like, have, like, call it truce almost. And then he, you know, passes away and expires or whatever. But I think that would be cool to see that. You know,
yeah. So
live action
to expand on that, while they were enemies, they shared a common enemy, and that was the Empire.
They understood the assignment.
They both hated the Empire for different reasons, but they hated the Empire. Yeah. And so when he was dying at the last moment, he wanted to know that. He wanted to know if, I would say, Luke was the one to bring balance to the Force, the chosen one, I guess you'd say. And so Obi-Wan kind of confirmed it as like, yeah, like I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So he feels better because he knows that basically Luke, or maybe in the end, which was Vader, is going to take revenge for him in killing Sidious. So that's why he kind of like had that peace, because he knew, like, okay, at least I know that prophecies are true, and eventually I'm gonna get my revenge. Even though I'm dead, I'll be dead, but at least I know that it's gonna happen. And that's how he's able to kind of just like, you know, pass away.
Because they have that little moment like, all right, we'll just call it even. And he's like,
ugh. Even Stevens.
I know, right?
Like, I killed your girl and all. I chased you for a few years, but you know what?
I killed your girl and your master.
We cool, though, right?
Yeah, we cool, though, right? You know, I'll work hard.
Can I be at the afterlife?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you do that ghost force? I mean, the Force Ghost?
The Force Ghost?
I know,
man.
Can you show me that real quick?
Yeah. I know, right? I kind of want to live a little longer. See what happens.
Crazy.
But yeah, man. So Let me see here. With that said, here, trying to, because I know that we've definitely gone over a little bit.
34 minutes.
Do you see, I would say, do you see a new Star Wars project with this? Do you see, like, now with, because you know who's at the helm now? What's his name?
That director? David Filoni.
Filoni. Yeah. And I think he's been doing a great job bringing back Star Wars, because it was a ball of fire, and I think Disney realized that if they don't do something, this franchise is gonna go under, and it's and they're not gonna make any money out of it. So,
go ahead,
Ben.
Thank you for.
You have a comment.
What I want to say is that
you have a comment, sir.
Yeah, Filoni. I think a lot of people said this, but he actually admired. He actually like is a fan of Star Wars, so that's what makes a difference. And you know, he really like. You can tell, like, he takes his time. Like, the way he directs things. And I'm like, he really knows what we want. Like, a lot of us want. You know, there's some things he's playing. But for the most part, it's always, like, good.
Right.
It's like what we want. Yeah, because you definitely can see the difference, right? When someone cares or is passionate about something, right? Like, Filoni, he's passionate about Star Wars. He's been with, Lucasfilms and helping whether... I'm sure he's had different roles throughout the years, right?
Yeah,
right.
But he's always been there. He's always had a passion for it. He's like a vision or whatever of what would like to see, right? Or he, you know, listens to the fans or listens to other peers that also are passionate about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he gets ideas or, you know, writes.
And that's exactly what we need. We needed somebody that understands the fans, understands how delicate it can be by changing certain things can throw fans off completely.
Yeah.
And I think we saw a lot of that with the sequel that happened with Rey.
Because you would think, do you think J.J. Abrams is a Star Wars, like, fan? Like, big fanatic, passionate about it?
Yeah, like, he may have liked it, but I don't think he was, like I said, I don't think he was completely, you know. I mean, I like that he brought back, like, physical pieces rather than CGI, which was, I think that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
But as far as story wise, I don't think he was really completely there compared to Filoni. One of the first projects Filoni had was to finish off the last season of Clone Wars. So sixth season was all him. And I think that's what kind of got his foot into directing The Mandalorian. Then you saw the Obi-Wan series, now the Ahsoka series. So you're seeing his work. I would say, I mean, The Mandalorian series was great for me. I enjoyed it.
Oh, man, too.
You know.
Who directed Book of Boba? Is that maybe him?
So, because even in Ahsoka, he didn't direct all the episodes.
No,
like, he had different people. I think he maybe had a few where he actually directed the episodes. Same with, I think, Mandalorian, because I know Jon Favreau also directs and and writes and stuff. For Book of Boba Fett, I have no clue, man. I would say that probably Book of Boba Fett was probably the least favorite series for me.
For real?
Yeah, it was bad for me. Yeah.
I mean, I know you love Boba Fett, man.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, do you think it really did it for you? His stuff.
I think there were some really good. I think it was, for me, it was good overall. I mean, every series to me has bad episodes. Every series, Boba had some bad ones, but it had some really good ones. And like, I mean, it was kind of, for me, it's like, I would probably rate it like a B plus, bro. Like to me, like,
that's high.
B plus. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good, but I'm also got a little bit biased because I love Boba. But I liked that they showed the story of like the Sarlacc pit. Like, there's a lot of lore that I didn't think we were ever gonna see, and they brought that. And there's a lot of story that if you really follow him, like, and they brought that out, I was like, dang, they brought that out. That was really dope. Like, his whole story, how he got caught, trained, and all that. Like, that was, to me, that was like, man, dude.
And that's another thing. I like that Filoni did a lot of fan service.
Yeah.
You know, things that, you know, I would say, unless you really dived into that character, you would know, right? And it's just like you're just like the small little things. You're just
small
like,
thing,
you're just like, oh man, okay,
You know, like him getting his armor and like getting it all fixed up, like just little things like that, and even just how it ended, like just him taking over, like where was Jabba the Hutt used to be like that's like him coming back to that. It kind of just feels like his piece is set, like, you know, like it kind of doesn't, it kind of like ends, but it, like, not really,
right?
It's kind of like it ends for us, but like his story, you know, that he's got, it's a lot for him to do. So you know,
that's awesome, man. Yeah. What about you, Derek? What you think?
I didn't even watch Book of Boba Fett. That's what I'm doing. I'm an engineer right now because like no, I didn't.
But I would say
it's it was trash, bro. Trash.
I would say what I wanted to go back to was like, you think Filoni is the future of Star Wars?
Yeah, I think definitely he's doing a lot better job with the previous, like, especially with the what happened with the sequels. Those are just garbage. I can't bring myself
say it again.
To watch
say that again. Those are garbage.
Sequels are garbage. I cannot bring myself to watch them.
One more time.
I'll put them on Disney Plus. I hit play, and as soon as it's playing, I just walk out of the room. I can't do this.
Ray.
It wasn't even Ray. It's just like
Ray Mysterio.
Just
so,
like,
Ray
Mysterio. I don't know. It was just so like ill thought of. Like, it wasn't put together well. But again, there were other like good Star Wars stuff, like the Rogue One and Andor. Also other good stuff.
Oh, Andor was great.
I feel like with Filoni, like, at the helm, we have like one unified like idea and direction for where we need to go. Because like with going back to the sequels, it was like with two different directors, like one, then two, then three, then back. It's like nobody knew what they wanted to do. Continuity established in one movie was ignored. It was garbage.
Right.
So now that we have, like, it's kind of like with the MCU, they did with Feige. Like, you know, we have like at least one game plan for now, like, which is what the series need. Because with the sequels, it just seemed like the hardcore fan service, like the nostalgia that we didn't need, you know, with all the characters coming back, but they didn't do anything with them. Like, Han Solo came back, but he was doing the exact same thing, and like, it was just, I hated it. I can't watch it anymore.
I hated it too.
But I'm glad like there's like, because for a while, like, you guys quote me, I thought like Star Wars is done. Like, I thought Star Wars is creatively bankrupt. This is garbage now. But then after seeing these like Ahsoka, like, okay, it brought back to life. Like, okay, there's something good left in this franchise,
right?
Yeah,
I'm glad that they actually, I would say, expanded on different stories, right? Different stories to kind of like you said, the MCU, where it comes back together, all right? On there, okay. So we're definitely hitting the I would say 40-minute mark here. I'm gonna go around. Any last thoughts? What do you think Star Wars should be at now that we got Filoni in the game? What are you expecting in the next, I would say, the next year or two?
I'm expecting great films. Going to the movies, being excited to go and, like, watch, like, a star. Like, because, like, I wanted, like, because I remember whenever, I mean, me growing up, episode one was kind of what I watched, like, all the prequels. And so I do remember, like, going to the theater and like being so excited to go see it and like watch it in the movies and like the whole experience. And then I was just like, oh man. And as a kid, I was like, man, this is amazing. Like, just everything was cool. Like, I want to have that same feeling with like these new films that Filoni and all these, like, his team is doing. And like all the stuff that he kind of had, like, that they kind of teased that would come down the pipeline, like with even like the whole Mandalorian Grogu movie and some of the stuff that I forgot what they called it, some of the other movies that they have planned out for the future. But
right,
yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to see what the potential can be for people that have a passion for Star Wars and you know, deliver. That'd be cool for me.
Sure. Which
feel the did? Same way as George, man. I'm ready. I think the franchise is in good hands with Filoni.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, he's done so good. He's done you know like, yeah, he's done good stuff. He's given us good stuff. So it's like even if they're all not great, I'd rather be in his hands than anyone else, man. Because those sequels were just, I mean, that should just be eliminated. Like, if anything, they should just announce, like, that's just forget that ever happened, because, man, dude.
Just like X-Men 2 and 3, when First Class came out, that just completely nullified that whole...
Yeah, yeah, they need to nullify that, like, just have someone wake up, like, whoa, that was a dream, that was weird, and then just, like, you know...
Mandela effect.
Yeah, because I feel like Filoni would do justice for us, like, man, it'd be awesome. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. I would say Filoni being at the helm creates hope New Hope. New Hope. There you go. Ah, there you go. New Hope. creates a new hope for a good series to come. Like, I know that he's webbing all these, I would say, shows together, because I know that it has to lead to something. I know that maybe, you know, it may be between them as a secret, but we know that all this has to lead to some kind of
Grogu being a new Yoda,
being a new Yoda, right? To a movie or a spectacular series that everybody's been waiting for, really, especially longtime Star Wars fans that, you know, we've grown up with this stuff, you know. And I mean, I would say I wanted to take the sour taste away that the sequels had and say, hey, you know, okay, they made a step in the wrong direction, but they got back on track, right, and really made something out of it. And who better than Disney, just because they have the capital to do it. So I would say budget wise, there's nothing that they can't do. It's more of the ideas that Filoni can put in to make sure that this is a successful series. So I feel like it's a blank check to make sure, in a sense, where he's able to expand on his creativeness and really create something special for everybody. Not even just the old heads, old Star Wars heads, but really for people that are really getting into the series.
I think Star Wars is I feel like it's the fans are a little bit more loyal than the MCU fans. Like, I feel like MCU, I feel like it's a little dead. Do you feel like it's a little dead, or is that just me? I feel like Star Wars is more
I think we're at a part where we just had too much MCU thrown at us, that it's getting kind of like, you know, like another Marvel movie.
To be honest, it just feels repetitive to me.
So I'm gonna say this.
Say it.
I mean, I guess we don't have a lot of time. That'd be another good subject to talk about MCU stuff, but I really do think this Deadpool movie will turn things around.
I'm excited about Deadpool.
Wait, Deadpool Wolverine?
Okay. But that's different, though. I mean, Deadpool never really. I mean, it didn't have as many movies as you would think, like Iron Man.
Yeah.
All these other characters that had surplus movies. Deadpool is kind of like that one Scarlet special Rich. Character that I'm glad they're giving him some movie.
I mean, this is third. That's the third film. That's what I'm saying. But like the thing is, like, they're really taking time, and I think they're noticing this, like, leaving, not having so many people, like, what's that saying, like, too many chefs in the kitchen type of thing, like.
I mean, they were just putting too much out.
Yeah, really. So I think that's what happened, right? Like, MCU, they're putting too much stuff out, too many series, too many shows, films, and, like, and nobody's really paying attention to, like, what's really going on, or, like, stories, or characters, and stuff.
I feel like it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of those stories were just, like, it was just an enemy, they defeated him, boom, that's it. It was another, just bad guy.
For me, honestly, I think they should have had a break after Endgame, and maybe focused on miniseries, and then eventually maybe create a movie again on the big screen.
Yeah.
Because, so another thing is, this Deadpool movie is going to be the only Marvel movie that's going to be put out this year. There won't be any other movies this 2024. That's it. So they're putting everything in that basket, making sure everything is good. And then with Ryan Reynolds being Deadpool, the main actor, but he wrote, and I don't know if he maybe helping with directing, I don't know, but so he's really passionate about that project too. So you can tell, like, and that's why I think the other previous two Deadpools were good films. Like, people enjoyed it. It was great. And those were, of course, in charge of Fox. But now that since it's in all of Disney's umbrella, he's really still had a lot of input. Like,
right.
All the trailers that he's been doing, teasers. R? Yeah. And it's...
it should be.
Surprising for Disney. I thought they were going
to... No, like, he's having a lot of input to where he's like, hey, Disney, like, no, like, we're still going to do it, like, this way. Like,
well, I kind of hope they leave that. They have that same mindset with the Daredevil, because I love the Daredevil Netflix series. It was great. It was dark, greedy. Just like I would expect the Daredevil series to be. So I'm really hoping that they carry that same formula once they introduce the new episodes on there. But anyways, guys, Derek, any final thoughts, man, before we...
No, it's the same thing with you guys saying, now that Star Wars is under, you know, the Filoni
purview now that we're gonna get like a one concise
vision.
Yeah, vision. Thanks. And yeah, so everything's just, I think it's gonna be a lot better than what we had before, and I'm more optimistic now about Star Wars.
Definitely, man. So we'll leave it at that, man. We're all hopeful that Star Wars is getting a new light with.
We're all in good hands.
We're all in good hands. Are you in good hands?
No, wait. Allstate.
Yeah. Allstate. Are you in good hands? Yeah. But anyways, guys, thank you for joining in. Next, we'll definitely plan out the next episode and we'll dish that out. So thank you for. I would say thank you for joining. The Tipsy Texan podcast, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
David's part of that too, man. So they talk about beer, right? They talk about all these cool stuff.
Check them out.
So check them out, man.
Check awesome. Out. Give us 1-star ratings.
Yep. 5-star, please. Don't.
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
You're the trolls.
Yeah. How's it for you too? Like, subscribe,
and comment. Because you can comment on Spotify now.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Okay, yeah. Oh, so wow. Comment on Spotify.
Do everything.
Do everything.
Hopefully you find all that, because I don't have any of that available to you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll put the links under the video and stuff when I'm done editing.
But Digital Bites is on Spotify, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, so you can cover.
We're everywhere you can find podcasts.
Oh, true. There's even podcasts that I don't even know that we're part of, but apparently we are. But for sure, the main ones.
Oh, wow.
But for sure, the main ones is Apple Podcasts, for sure, and Spotify. So. Cool.
For sure. The most important ones.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one. Good night. Take care. Night. See you next time.
Later.
Peace. All right.